Once upon a time, there lived a boy named Clayton. Clayton was special, not in a retarded way, but more like in a Clayton way. Clayton. But Clayton was no ordinary boy, for he had super magical powers when harnessing the elements of fire, metal, cardboard, and Christmas.
By the power of Christmas!
When then Clayton would turn into the super mecha human robot, Claytron!
Claytron with the most super terrible fantastic fun powers.
Episode 7. Sturdy Fingers.
Yuck!
Clayton and a really pretty good friend of his, Margaret, are mucking around on the couch together.
Girl germs!
Well, you have boy germs.
Stop licking my arm!
You stop licking my arm!
It was then, in the tenderest of moments, that Clayton and Margaret shared their first kiss. A kiss like the gentle and soft warmth of a summer embrace. Sensations lost in a bottomless pit of innocence. The sweet taste of...
Hey you creepy narrator guy, stop staring at us kissing!
It's my job.
He's a pervert, Clayton! Go get him!
I was just narrating the story.
Yeah, you were just narrating the story in a leering, salacious, looking at my lolly lips kind of way.
Hey, I'm the narrator. I can do anything.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Then, at that moment, Clayton suddenly turned into a lady beetle.
Hey, stop it!
No.
Boy into a beetle.
I don't want to be a ladybug.
The narrator then slipped into a lovely velvet cape with hues of maroon and gold.
I'm the most effeminate of all of the bugs.
The narrator was a good-looking man with thick, sturdy fingers.
Can I be like a bull ant?
Yet fingers elegant enough to play the finest piano sonata in D.
Man, stop using the entire Claytron episode to make yourself look good!
In the confusion, Margaret forgot she was in the story and slipped down the back of the kissing couch to be forever lost amongst the bobby pins,
elastic bands,
5 cent pieces, and an old used beard.
Maybe I can use this used beard and this 65 cents in loose change to disguise myself as a wealthy bearded English gent and lure that dandy narrator into my elastic band bobby pin trap. Well, hello, fine narrator, sir. Would you mind looking behind the couch for a minute?
And so the narrator leaned toward the couch, only to find himself already knowing the elastic band bobby pin trap was set because he's the narrator,